From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is, wait, don't tell me, the NPR News Quiz. March Madness is over, and the winner is Villanova! I'm Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Palace Theater in Columbus, Ohio, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you. It is great to be back here in Columbus, Ohio, home to the Ohio State University. And it's important, you have to call it that to avoid confusion with an Ohio State University, which is outside of Toledo. Later on, we're going to be interviewing the governor of the great state of Ohio, John Kasich. Now, given how much time he's been spending in Iowa and New Hampshire lately, we're going to try to stump him with questions about Ohio. So, sir, what exactly is a Buckeye? First, though, it's your turn to play. Give us a call. Win our prize, the voice of anyone on our show, on your voicemail. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now, welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Phil calling from Boone, North Carolina.
Boone, North Carolina. Now, Boone.
No. As in Daniel Boone.
Oh, Daniel Boone. Now, what do you do there?
I'm in school. I'm getting my master's degree. As a matter of fact, I passed the last round of my comprehensive exams today, which was very
Congratulations.
Exciting. Thank you.
What are you getting your master's in?
Master's of Music and Percussion Performance. I'm a drum set player.
You just got your master's in drumming?
Yeah.
That comes with a minor in parrot disappointing.
It's about as exciting as it sounds.
We're glad to have you, Phil.
I'm excited to be here.
We are, and let me start by introducing you to our panel this week. First up, an author and humorist whose latest book is Save Room for Pie. It's Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hey, Roy. Hey.
Next, it's a feature reporter for the style section of the Washington Post. It's Roxanne Roberts.
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
And finally, a writer and performer who plays Mike Pence on The President Show. It's Peter Gross.
Hi, Peter.
Welcome to the show, Phil. You are going to play Who's Bill This Time. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize. Any voice from our show that you may choose on your voicemail. You ready to play?
I suppose I am.
You'd better be, because here is your first quote.
I am right about them costing the post office massive amounts of money for being their delivery boy.
That was a slightly edited tweet from the President of the United States. One of five tweets he sent out this week just to attack what company?
Amazon.
Yes, Amazon. This week, because of course he did, the President started attacking Amazon on Twitter, saying crazy false things about the great deal it doesn't actually get from the U.S. Post Office. Now, Trump does not really care about the post office. A stamp is one of the few things he hasn't tried to lick. No, not about the post office. He just wants to punish Amazon because it's owned by Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post. And the Washington Post keeps publishing unflattering things about Trump, like photographs. All right, you're Amazon fans, I understand. Two-day free shipping, it's great, I can see that.
There's something about starting out a statement with, I am right, when Lincoln didn't say, I am right when I say 4 score and 7 years.
He really said it. Well, this is, as Trump says, modern-day presidential.
Yeah.
It's presidential light.
Is it?
Presidential-ish.
Yeah.
I feel, as an employee of the Washington Post, that I should confess that I do get free shipping from Amazon. After I spend $35 or more.
Major scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an odd thing to attack. Like, I understand that it's like an end around to get to the Washington Post and to hit Bezos personally, but I think he's mad that they don't deliver giant, tall, stately women. That he thought that, maybe, like, Amazon was like supposed to be like these Amazonian women would come in the mail.
Or maybe, Peter, it's that he doesn't actually know anything about the company. He just thinks that the Amazon is a place where, like, Mexicans live.
Oh, and they're delivering, they're delivering immigrants and packages to our doorways.
They're not delivering their best packages, you know that. All right, very good. Here, Phil, is your next quote.
If this were football, 50th place would not be okay.
That was from a sign held up by people striking in Oklahoma. Who are these people?
They're not teachers, are they?
They are teachers, Phil. They're striking teachers in Oklahoma. Emulating the successful striking teachers in West Virginia. All over the country, teachers have had it with the low pay, the lack of necessary classroom supplies, and putting up with your obnoxious kids. They want a pay raise, increased funding, and instead of apples for the teachers, kids have to bring whiskey. Now, the Oklahoma teachers, and this is cool, the Oklahoma teachers were offered a raise, and they said, no, we want a raise, and you need to increase classroom funding. One of them complained that their civics textbooks are so old that they still say Bill Clinton is president. Teachers, are you sure you want to change that? And besides, you don't need new textbooks. Everybody knows the president isn't Bill Clinton. According to Fox News, it's Hillary Clinton. It is strange, though, because Oklahoma, like a lot of states, have slashed taxes and then they've slashed education funding. It's like they don't think that's important to have an educated populace. Pretty soon, people will be doing the musical and they'll get to the big song and they'll go, that's Oklahoma, O-K-L-A, let me think.
They just won't have enough money to finish the song.
Exactly.
Oklahoma,
what is this educated populace you speak of?
More theoretical these days.
And what are the states where it's happening? It's Oklahoma, West Virginia,
West Virginia, and Kentucky. Kentucky. In Kentucky, it's interesting. They're also striking, but they're doing it during spring break.
Going to Florida for it?
I don't know what they're doing.
They're a border state.
They're a border state, as in like a northern, southern border
state? Yeah, it's a Civil War. It's a Civil War reference.
It's a Civil War thing.
Yeah.
I've gotten over the Civil War. Don't get me wrong. But I still have a little, border states.
I know. Phil,
Ohio is not a border state.
Honestly, if Trump finds out it's a border state, he'll send the army there. So. All right, Phil, here is your last quote.
Under no circumstances did I bite her. And if I did, it would have been a love bite.
That was actress Sanaa Lathan denying rumors, sort of, that she bit whom?
Oh, was it Beyonce?
It was Beyonce, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week, the world was shocked when actress Tiffany Haddish said somebody she would not name bit Beyonce at a big Hollywood party. It took almost a week to solve the mystery, but it's been accomplished. I guess investigators had to wait for a full moon to see who Beyonce turned into. It turns out that the biter at large, according to New York Post's Page Six, and they never get anything wrong, was the actress Sanaa Lathan from Love and Basketball, who previously denied the allegations via tweet, but now apparently she's been busted. Now that the case is closed, Robert Mueller will return to his other job.
Can you imagine that, like, even if you did bite Beyonce, could you ever admit, like, I am the person who bit Beyonce? Mm. There's a kid that I went to elementary school with who, like, ate paper.
Yeah.
That kid is the paper eater for the rest of his life.
Right.
Can you imagine if you were the Beyonce biter?
Yeah, it's like that old joke, but you bite one Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know that joke. Thank you very much.
There's so many things that confuse me about this.
Yes.
Like, who is Beyonce?
No, I know who Beyonce is. All right.
How does she taste? I don't know, but I know who to ask.
My question is, who in the hell is Sanaa Lathan? Why are there so many famous people I never heard of?
I will tell you exactly who she is. She is the woman who bit Beyonce.
Exactly.
And because of that, she has a 12-picture deal.
She's got an agent. Do you think this is actually a good career move for her?
All right, I'll be right back. I'm going to go bite Jay-Z, I guess.
We'll find out.
We'll see.
Bill, how did Phil do in our quiz?
We're going to give Phil all three for a win.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's two tests you passed today. We will give you your master's in news. Congratulations, Phil.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.